عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
May the peace of the merciful Lord be with you, upon you, on this 11th day of the month of Ramadan. So almost one third of the month has gone. And I always say this is the fasting month. Not just fasting, not eating, but in terms of speed. It is the fastest month. We don't feel it. We enjoy it. We enjoy the environment. We enjoy being together. We enjoy the sense of family, sense of community. We slow down during this month. We slow down because we are always running, always in a rush. This month provides us with an opportunity for self-reflection, to reflect on our journey in this life. Where do we stand? Where is our destination? What have we achieved so far? And what else we must achieve? Because we know we are guests in this life. Samir wished me to live for another 100 years, but that does not happen. And it never happened. And it will not, because the great messengers of God who was sent to enlighten and guide and bring beauty and love to their communities, they did not survive that long. They had to go. Because we are not meant to stay in here. This is not a place of staying. We are on a temporary visa in this life. The other one is the life of residence, life of eternal life, life of staying. We are honored tonight to have the Sheriff of Orange County, Sheriff Donald Barnes, to be with us. He just mentioned that he has another nickname by his wife because he attends regularly, he attends iftars in many Islamic institutions. So his wife, she calls him Ramadan Don. Beautiful name. Keep it even after Ramadan. I like it. Yeah. We thank Gail, who was the reason why the sheriff is here. She's a public relation officer at the Sheriff Department. So thank you, Gail, for organizing this. And also, we welcome from the Costa Mesa Police Department, Lieutenant Ed Everett. Thank you. And I inquired about Chief Sharpnack, Rob Sharpnack. He's in Washington, D.C. So please give him our regards. He was here last year. We enjoyed him and the friends from the Costa Mesa Police Department. Also, we welcome Sergeant Joseph Waliwa. Yes, did I say it right? Forgive me if I didn't say it right. We welcome all of you, my friends, tonight. Thank you, Sheriff, for being with us. This is the holiest month and the holiest season. And the easiest part of this month is not to eat, neither to drink. That is the easy part of it. The most difficult is to exercise self-control and self-restraint. And that is the purpose why we fast. To learn, to be able to control our behavior, our desires. In the month of Ramadan, almost every Muslim becomes a sheriff or a police officer. But not policing others, policing our own selves, our own behavior, our own thoughts, our own desires. And we believe if we can attain that level, not necessarily 100%, even if we can attain 50% of that level of self-control, we will be the best citizens. We would not go to the court. We would not quarrel. We would not fight with each other. We would respect our neighbors, our families, the environment, animals. We would respect everything in this life. So this is a holy season for us. It is also the season of community harmony and togetherness, because we break bread together in under this roof for the last 20 years. Thousands of people got together during the month of Ramadan. We have people who are very successful, very rich. We are people who are not very rich. They are moderate, but they sit together on this carpet. They sit together as brothers and sisters to discover each other, to introduce themselves to each other, to speak to each other, and to help each other. This is why we are here, to help, to provide help, to provide support. This is the month of empowerment. Yes, we don't eat for almost 17 hours, no food, no drink, but we don't get weak. Because this month and this book and the environment of Ramadan empowers us, makes us more powerful, more strong during this month. The second thing, my dear Sheriff, is that the vision of your department says your trust is our legacy. Am I right? So we have to build the trust. If people and the law enforcement agencies, they cannot build the trust among themselves, then both are going to be losers. And above all, the community, the society, and the country is going to lose. But if they build this trust among themselves, and with the trust comes respect, and comes love, and comes help, and comes faith, if they can build that trust, we can keep Orange County as the safest county in the nation. We can be a model, not only for America, but for the rest of the world. But we have to build this trust. And one of the ways of building this trust between the sheriff department or the law enforcement agencies on the one hand, and the people on the other hand, among them are the Muslim community, is to see each other and talk to each other and dialogue and break bread with each other, to discover each other, to listen to each other. I listen to you and you listen to me. You are a father, I'm a father too, and a grandfather. We speak about our families, our challenges. I have to know your challenges. If I don't know the challenges, the difficulties that you and your men and your department go through every single day, I would not be able to appreciate your department. So I must listen to you to know about the challenges you go through, guys. Your job is very difficult. And also you listen to me, to my sentiment, to my challenges. You listen to our women, our young generation, to know us very well, to discover us. First-hand discovery, not through the media, neither through a book, but through this personal experience. So your visit is very important. And tell your honorable wife, we respect her, we love her, keep Ramadan done, doing his job, going to the iftars. Point number three. Yes, I'm proud as an imam in America, as an American citizen, I'm proud of Orange County. I love Orange County. Though I don't live here for some reasons, some of them are the median house price in Orange County, but I love this county. I've been working here for 23 years. It's part and parcel of my soul, my life. And it is safe. And we have to be proud of that. But unfortunately, recently, we experienced a rise in attacks on people of faith and places of faith, different religions, among them the Muslim community. We witnessed and we experienced during the last two decades a rise in Islamophobia and hate and discrimination. And we need to put our hands together to fight this. The beauty of the country or any county or any neighborhood or any city does not only depend on economic affluence, economic prosperity. It also depends on the understanding of the people, when they understand each other, when they relate to each other, when they really respect each other. That is the beauty of it. That is the real strength. When they respect each other's culture, religion, race, color, language, and so on. So we have to put our hands together to keep this a beauty, to keep the diversity of this county, to keep religions and faiths and places of faith thriving and enjoying the freedom. And God says in this book that when I created men, I provided them with two essentials without which they cannot survive. One, الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. I provide them with food and with security. Without these two, we cannot survive. Or if we have one, we don't have the other, we cannot survive. If we have only food, we don't have security, we cannot survive. Nobody can come here. Nobody can leave his house in the evening or during the day. So both are important. Food, which represents economic security and affluence, and security, which is psychological, spiritual, and physical. So it is our duty, all of us, to protect Orange County and to make it the best place. The best place in terms of tolerance and a mutual understanding between the citizens of this county. So, thank you again for being here, Sheriff. I will invite you to speak, and then I ask the community if you have questions with substance, meaningful questions, please ask the sheriff. He's willing to answer and entertain some of our questions. We hope that, Sheriff Ramadan Don, this is not your last visit here. Yeah. I hope you like the food. The food was made by members of this community, mostly our honorable women who are fasting, and it is difficult during the day when you fast, you can't eat, you can't drink, and you cook the food. It's very difficult. It's very challenging. So I hope you like the food, and you would like the men and women here, and you would like the environment, and you will be a regular visitor to this institution. So thank you so much. Please join me in welcoming Sheriff Don Barnes.